heated Olympic pool at UCLA. It was the goddamn Atlantic Ocean. Joey scrunched her eyelids to dull the salt water burn. I had a feeling he didn't love me anymore, she thought, but this is ridiculous. Chaz Perone listened for a splash, but heard nothing except the deep, lulling rumble of the ship's engines. Head cocked slightly, he stood at the rail as solitary and motionless as a heron. He hadn't planned to toss her here. He had hoped to do it earlier in the voyage, somewhere between Nassau and San Juan, with the expectation that the currents would carry her body into Cuban waters, safely out of U.S. jurisdiction, if the bull sharks didn't find her first. Unfortunately, the weather had been splendid during that early leg of the cruise, and every night the outside decks were crowded with moony-eyed couples. Chaz's scheme required seclusion, and he'd nearly abandoned hope when the rain arrived, 3 hours after leaving Key West. It was only a drizzle, but Chaz knew it would drive the tourists indoors, stampeding for the lobster salad and electronic poker machines. The second crucial element of his plot was surprise. Joey being a physically well-tuned woman and Chaz himself being somewhat softer and out of shape. Before luring her toward the stern of the Sun Duchess under the ruse of a starlit stroll, he'd made certain that his wife had consumed plenty of red wine. "Chaz, it's sprinkling," she had observed as they approached the rail. "Let's go back inside." From a pocket of his blue blazer,